Question one. What team will need to make sure it has a pronunciation key in its media guide after the recent signing of Kosuke?
Yep. Yep. The Cubs, Angels, Yankees, or
Shut
Padres?
Up.
Come on, try that. Fukudome.
Mark.
Got to hear that again.
That'd be the Cubs with Fukudome. Signed him for 4 years, $48 million.
I swear, some of our writers write stuff just to hear us say it.
That sounds like a wrestling arena.
Well, that sounds like someone's trying to get us fired.
Sounds like a meal in South Asia.
Irina Slutskaya. The really Belarusian got swan. The ice, that is. From what country does she hail? Irina Slutskaya.
Irina Slutskaya.
Right.
Is she from Russia, Canada, Zaire, or Norway?
We got to get the Russian national anthem. I think all we have is Canada.
She's a hussy.
She's from Russia a hussy.
I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know who it is. Slutskaya.
That's her name.
Tramp.
She's so dirty.
In my mind, she is.
For a Ron Tugnut joke practically writes itself. We just can't think of a clean way to do it. So, what position did he play?
Third base, power forward, punter, or goalie?
Yunt.
He played third yunt.
It's backup yunt. It's like
yunt.
The third string yunt.
The sixth string yunt.
He She's was a goalie. Hussy.
It's a dude. Jason?
I don't know what's going to play, man. I'm just hitting buttons.
Give me a call.
Okay. That escalated quickly.
Question five.
That escalated quickly.
Who is Gaylord Perry's
unfunny name? I mean, that really got out of hand.
I know, it did.
Is it his unfunny name, brother? Lou, Dave, Rick, or Jim?
It's not funny.
That's what the question says.
Okay, we're going to name you Gaylord.
I may be a man, but I'm willing to wear the wedding dress in a relationship.
Said Jim Perry. It was his second wedding as pair of the brothers.
Boy, I think I just lost some liquid through the nostril. What was that laugh?
Back off, dude. I'm a professional.
Fairies.
Dinner, man. You're playing today a game show. Question number six. Which of the following was an actual player on the 2007 Florida State football team?
And we kid you not. Was it Dusty Butts, Chris Smelly, Dakota Fagg, or Mike Roach? Itches.
Young studs.
All young studs, respectively.
Dakota Fagg. He did, in fact, catch 49 passes for 707 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 6 fights.
Did we really sink this low to have an answer option as Mike Roach?
Mike Roach itches.
What network made it a point to spotlight Dick Trickle anytime he competed, no matter where he finished the race?
Would that be ABC, Disney Channel, ESPN, or Fox?
SpursTalk.com says Mark.
That'd be ESPN. Overman and Patrick did have a lot of fun with Dick Trickle. I bet he's a tough SOB, though. You grow up with that name.
Man named Sue. Question number eight. Just to add insult to injury, by what nickname was former big leaguer Johnny Dickshot known?
Hello.
Yunt.
Ugly Viagra Man, Limp Wrist, or Dirtbag?
Dick Huntsacker?
No, Dick Shot. That would be Ugly. Ugly Johnny Dick Shot called himself.
No. No.
I saw that movie. It wasn't bad.
Well, let's move on. Chubby Cox helped fill out with the University of San Francisco roster in the 70s. The following players also went to USF.
What's going on?
Are we in the safe harbor, as they say in radio?
Is this
Bill Russell, Bob Pettit, Oscar Robertson,
or
Hal Lear?
Is this the funny name session?
Yes.
It is.
Oh, man.
Chubby Cox, yes, with the Dons of San Francisco, helped Bill Russell. Cox's sister, Pam, is married to former NBA player Joe Bryant. That'd be Jellybean Bryant.
At least she got to change her last name.
She married a guy named Jellybean.
On the surface, Mike Sweeney sounds like a perfectly normal name. Now say it fast. Yep, there you go. For what MLB team did he play?
Mike Sweeney, Brewers, Astros, Royals, or Tigers?
You know what? What's so funny about this question, not only the name Mike Sweeney, but the fact that the writers needed to put in the factoid Mike Sweeney, like we didn't get it.
Like we couldn't say it correctly. According to my wife, it's Mike Sweeney. You fight for the Royals.
That doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Hello.
It's out of control.
All right, 10 down, 5 to go. You're plugged into EA Game Show. Ooh. All right.
Good job, Cheesy Bacon.
All right. Full star question. Focus here. Put a point on that star. If you can answer this, you can look at each of the following NFL teams to see Harry Colin in the 90s,
good
except
God.
For which?
Screw the questions.
All right.
Yes.
You hope it was Cologne, but it was Jaguars, Lions, Panthers, or Patriots.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Whoa. My thing is supposed to light up.
Said Harry Colin. With the Panthers, he was a cornerback, played 6 years in the NFL, had a total of 6 interceptions, couldn't run very fast.
Great.
Slowed down.
If someone asks you if you're a god, you say, yes!
Misty Hyman burst into the scene.
Birth?
Onto the scene.
I thought it said
birth. By winning a gold medal in what sport at the Summer Olympics?
I thought you said birth. That'd be swimming, hockey, volleyball, or track.
Boy, that would have been much well written if it said birth. Jason rubbed off on me. Yeah, I can't talk.
If you said volleyball, you're probably thinking of not Misty
gonna,
May. No, Misty Hyman was a swimmer.
Not going to work here anymore anyway.
Nate, that's the truth.
Question 13. What team had
okay, my
Roosty Kuntz on its roster when it hit baseball's sweet spot? And won the 1984 World Series. This is wrong.
Cardinals, Tigers, Dodgers, or Royals, and I will not say anything else.
By the way, pretty sure we just got set up.
Yes.
Had to sign that disclaimer and then do this round.
Yeah, we did just sign that disclaimer.
Yeah.
Sweet spot.
I was wondering why old boss man was trying to get that thing signed before the weekend. All right.
Rusty guys played for the Tigers.
Ooh. All right, question 14. Who was originally named head coach of the Chicago Enforcers before taking a position in the XFL's front office? Good luck, Rob.
I will do my very best. What kind of name is Dick Butkus anyway? Earthwind Moreland, B.J. Johnson, or Pete LeCocq?
Mark. I like bringing the music down so we can...
I'm known as the freak.
Whoa.
And he is. Dick Butkus.
I think that's how Bauer intro'd his comedy show tonight. Hey guys, Mike Bauer here. I'm known as the freak.
Yo, anybody want a piece of me?
Challenge the audience, you know. That's what you're supposed to do.
What was the middle name of Wonderful Mons, a former outfielder in the Atlanta Braves system? What the hell does that mean?
His name was Wonderful Mons. His middle name was either Outstanding Dan, Fantastic, or Terrific. We kid you not, this was his middle name. My wife's a teacher. She has two kids in her class, Fire and Ice.
Yes, that's true.
Fire.
Are they
going to
start a band?
Well, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the other class.
This is the new one, though.
Wonderful Terrific Mons was actually Wonderful Terrific third baseman.
Second grade.
His father and grandfather had the same name, so he's Wonderful Terrific the third.
All right. If you won this round, you did so despite the distractions. Find out who did coming up next.